evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. And boy, I tell you, 9/29/2023. And it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to see something here fairly quickly. The fact is that Russia, on October the 3rd, is doing in all 11 of their time zones a full all-out drill, nuclear preparation drill, nuclear war preparation, and they assume in the drill protocols or the drill rules or whatever they're talking about, the scenario, that over 70% of the households in Russia will be gone. In other words, the homes will all be down, and the martial law will have been declared and will be fully implemented throughout Russia. Of course, this is being done the day before our supposed national emergency alert day is to take place. And so the closeness and the proximity of the two dates is not unwarranted. Who did what to who first? Who had the original date and then the other put the other date? Well, the fourth has been announced for a while, but I suspect that the Russians did it a day earlier just to tweak the whole scenario. But the fact is, we're real close, possibly to a nuclear war. And I don't know the date or anything like that, but there's something that's got, I just feel it. And I'm worn out, man. I'm worn out. And, you know, it's just crazy. And all of the things that I grew up with, let alone what my mother and father grew up with or grandparents grew up with, all of that, pretty much a lot of it is just the semblance or just the hint of what it used to be. But we still have freedom while we can, and we can carve out further freedoms by throwing our elbows around a bit and by also sticking with the Bill of Rights, okay? And the Bill of Rights, you know, and I've read to you many times that. I've also read you the Declaration of Independence, which I think I'm going to read again right now from it. I got this at Thomas Jefferson House. And Monticello. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, denying their just powers, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You ought to read that to the police sometime, or you read it to your mayor sometime, you read it to your congressman sometime, or you just take it and you take that and you take it on a piece of paper, print it all out, underscore that with the yellow highlighter, you know, underscore it with the yellow highlighter and just send it to your congressman. They're liable to be a SWAT team at your door in 5 minutes. Even though that's out of the Declaration of Independence, the founding document of this government. But I guarantee you the FBI doesn't give a crap about that. Commissar Mayorkas thinks that that is just terrible. All right? Biden, he don't care because he's bought and paid for. He's Red China Joe. Don't you know? Ladies and gentlemen, your government ain't going to come to your assistance. The military is all being, a lot of the top units are being sent into the Ukraine and all over the world. We've had U.S. Marines in the Baltic states for quite some time. We've had people training snipers in Poland. We've had all kind of stuff, all kind of special ops for a long time in and out of Ukraine as well. You got the British and a lot of people in Romania as well, in the United States too. Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. And consequently, we're already at war. But they're fighting with this thing in such a way as to destroy the 82nd and the 101st and the 10th Mountain and various Marine units. We also have Marines on that little island outside of Taiwan. They've been there with the Rock Marines, or excuse me, not with the Rock Marines, that's South Korea, but they've been there with the Taiwanese forces preparing defenses against the Red Chinese. They're sitting ducks. The fact is, the Russians and the Chinese will use nuclear weapons or nuclear biological chemical weapons, okay? Weather weapons are also being used. You see New York. We talked about 9 to 14 inches. Well, they've got it, believe me. They've got it. Flooding. And then LaGuardia. Did you see LaGuardia? People walking in, you know, ankle-deep water inside the terminals. But you see, that takes out a lot of people from working in the financial districts when the subways are getting filled or water's just running in and gushing into the subways. This is a targeted thing, I'm telling you. Targeted thing. They've been working on all this stuff quite a while. If you look at stevequayle.com, there's a lot of good stories that you need to click on and to look at tonight. So, October 3rd. Well, what if Russia puts a lot of people in Yamanote and puts them into their subways? The Russian subways are designed to be the shelters, okay, in case of nuclear war. The Red Chinese have civil defense shelters in some ways and different underground trains and stuff, underground areas. There is a lot of supplies and stuff for their people already set. Ours, I remember ours, I was just talking to the Sat Uplink guy. I'll just call him the guy because we're not giving out names all the time. But anyway, the fact is we used to have those civil defense shelters everywhere. And it's kind of crazy is that I knew a man who was had a business in suburban Kansas, and he might have been one of the last ones to have one of those shelters down below in a sub-basement. because the FBI, those great, you know, boy, tough huts, came to him and said, we're here to inspect your civil defense shelter. He said, well, I don't know. You know, I guess there's one maybe down in the deep basement down there. I've seen stuff, but I've never. Well, you had better not have touched or removed anything of it, or you'll be liable for federal charges. That's what the FBI tells the guy. This is like in 1999 or maybe 2000, something like that. And they're just now coming to get it. It's the last one, and they're coming to inspect it. There are all those others have been gone for years. And they used to have food and water and blankets and medicine and different things there to take care of American people in time of a nuclear war. It was real stuff, but they cut all of that out. Now they only spend the money on the politicians and the big businessmen and all those who have their underground bunkers. And you got Mount Weather has bowling alleys and bakeries, and they have a sky that changes, you know, from daylight to nighttime. You get to see the stars. They even have the stars in different positions so that you can feel like you're going with the seasons, you see. They have discos and things like that. You don't understand that they've got it all set. And then, of course, all the big shots, they're going to use their liaison officers, if you know what I mean, the liaisons, you know. And they'll just say, well, my wife needs to stay at home. She's safer there rather than try to travel here. Or, you know, there's gay and all those kind of crap, you know. So they got their discos and their bakeries and their hospitals and all the stuff. And they're going to try to live like kingfish, okay? Or queenfish. And then you got Site R. Site R was developed earlier, but it had homes and different things in it, and it's undertaking a large amount of redoing, I suspect, at a near and just in the near past and in currently. And then all of the FEMA headquarters for their FEMA capitals. Oh, I know of at least one that's getting a whole big new antennas and all kind of stuff and all new radio equipment and all kind of stuff. Oh, you know, well, you mean they don't use the satellite? They use the satellite, but they're also going to HF comms, and they're also got communication to where there's going to be giving communications to their, you know, troops and police that they're going to try to control to go out and to hunt you down. And why do we say that? Because I'll tell you what. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Luke 21. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Sell it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Let me tell you what, his name is Jesus, okay? But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now that's interesting. Some of you shall be put to death. Cause to be put to death. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Why is that? Well, verse 19 tells you. in your patience. Possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh, and let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, and that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is going to be something. It's going to be incredible. But I will tell you what, this is the time that you need to be prepared. Just articles on Steve's site right here. Price controls have begun. Food rationing is next in line as America is an out-of-control train, barreling towards an economic collapse with no brakes as government prepares to take control. Well, that's old Hawks, Casey Jones train. You've been talking about the Function Junction for years. John Kerry's daughter urges governments to mentally prepare public for the culling of billions of people. Billions! They're going to kill billions! Oh, man. And it looks like we're going to have the... shutdown. Looks like we're going to have the shutdown. And Congress can't get anything done. And, you know, I mean, they should have done all these bills and appropriations. Should have started on them in January, and maybe they'd have got them done by now, but they haven't. So I'm going to tell you what. Anything you're doing now, be on the safe side, because we're heading into, after this, into that Russian October 3rd and the U.S. October 4th. Who knows? But you better be prepared. The old Boy Scout motto. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being prepared, is there? I don't think so. All right. I do not think so. Because I'll tell you, Lord Jesus tells you in Matthew 25, in the red letter edition, if you need a new Bible, get one with the big print and the red letters. Because sooner or later, you're going to need to see better. And the red letters will tell you what Jesus has to say. So that's what I like. I like to read his red letters. And there's nothing wrong with that, let me tell you. Ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he'll come in there if you're sincere, and he'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean with his blood. That's what he came to do, and that's what the promise still is. He tells you in John 14, anything you ask in his name, he will do. All right? And then he also tells you, if you haven't read John 14 for a while, I'm not going to read it tonight on air because I read it so many times to you. You go look it up, John 14, King James Version. Get the red letter edition and read his words. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Lord has told you to prepare with the lamps and the lamp oil, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. It's Matthew 25. So it's not a, oh, you're one of those preppers. Forget all of that stuff. Be prepared. That's what preparations are, is prepared. So are the Boy Scouts wrong? I don't think so. Is Lord Jesus wrong? He's telling you to prepare. I don't think so. Oh, you're just one of those people who talk about the end of the world. God will save us. Yeah, God can save us, but at the same time, if you read what his son has to say in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in other places, and read his revelations, read Lord Jesus' revelations to John of Patmos. So you better get ready, you know, and you better be ready and start to be ready, you know, in the next day or so. At least get you some cash out of the bank. Get some cash out of the bank and put it in your pocket. You ought to be doing that any way you can. If you don't have any gold or silver, you could sure order some from Brother Quail. All right, Brother Quail can get it to you pretty quick. As a matter of fact, right now, let's just go to that. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. That's Steve Quail. Call him up. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, if you get his manager, Daryl, or his son, Tyler, or any of the other good people that are in the business, in the office there, then by golly, you tell him that you need to get gold or silver and that you want it sent quick. And Steve will do that. He's got it on the hoof in centrally located shipping areas and lockboxes and things that can be shipped and go anywhere in the country quickly. So just call them up and get it done. And while you're there, pre-order, if you can, the DVD, the Mexico, the Expeditions to Mexico. Incredible stuff. I saw some of a trailer a week or so ago that Steve just sent me to show me what's going on. It's just incredible. And they're going shovel for shovel. You're going to see where they're at. You're going to see them go through different areas. You're going to see them start to dig. And you're going to see stuff on earth that you can't believe. Brother Quail has done something exceptional with this because he's revealed the truth of the matter and the matter of the aliens and the fallen angel types and the different things with people in the ancient era in Mexico and Central America. And bringing it out so that you can see it. All this stuff has been hidden from you. All the things are there hidden from you. But I'm going to tell you what, once this veil of complacency or this veil of a shimmer of security is removed and you start to see nuclear weapons explode or all the power grid, more than likely, I think the power grid just goes out nationwide. And you better have some sort of radios, you know, like a shortwave radio. Or you could also have like handheld HFs, you know, that kind of stuff. And or walkie-talkies and what have you. And you need to have them and get you a good, go out today if you don't have one. A brand new, you know, one of those zinc garbage cans, the metal garbage cans with a tight lid. And I put in the bottom of mine, I put like a little bit of cardboard at the bottom. And then I put, also I can put a little bit of wool, pure wool blankets, like an army blanket. And I've got different things in there. I got walkie-talkies, you know. I've got shortwave radio, all right, where I can listen on the shortwave and AM, FM, and what have you. And you might also want to put some electronic ignition parts for your vehicle in there. All different types of things that you can put so that you need to have them and that they're protected from EMP. You can get the little EMP things from the company that makes them. Those are supposed to work and everything. I don't know if they do or if they don't, but they're supposed to work and they've been tested. I know that some of them are made in Kansas. I know that I don't have one because I don't have, I'm still committing whatever quarter or 50 cents I get wherever around the block after paying for medication and insurance. I try to put it in more into food and ammo and that kind of stuff. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I've got my garbage can with a tight lid. You can use some of the ammo boxes and do it that way, but you need a bigger amount because you may want to put a bigger radio. While you're at it, put some of the batteries and stuff in the bottom of that thing too, because if you're going to have to do the batteries, you know, for your radio, you're going to need those. And I would get rechargeable batteries if possible, because then you can use the small solar chargers, or you can use bigger solar chargers to do them and recharge your regular batteries. But Brother Quail, I believe, was talking about, you know, people need to get these solar generator type things where you got the solar panels and then the battery there, and you've got all the slots and the plugins for all the stuff, and it will then allow you to plug in electrical devices and or a refrigerator if it's big enough. Some of them are large enough to where you can plug in an RV and run some of the stuff in an RV or trailer. So I'm telling you, this is a preparedness night, a preparedness weekend. And I think you should avail yourself. Steve Quail, 406-586-4840. Tell them Hawk sent you. So I don't know next month if we go to this national where the government shuts down. I don't know what they're going to do with the Social Security checks or what they're going to do with anything else, you know, welfare checks, that kind of stuff. Aid, SNAP cards and all those kind of things. But they're sure going to be paying for the Ukrainian civil service. We're paying for the entire, Joe Biden is paying the entire civil service bureaucracy of Ukraine. You're paying for it. He's using your money to pay for that, and also all of the police in the Ukraine. I think that they ought to get done with their stuff first before any person in America loses their checks or whatever is promised to them. Don't you think? I think it. Now, in the next few days, if you haven't been to your hunting camp or your fish camp or your small house in the country or your farm that's, you know, somewhere, or your little ranch in the mountains or your cabin up in the mountains or whatever you got, or your favorite cave you see that might be up there that's in an area that you can get to and bring your RV up and put it out there and then go into the cave if necessary for shelter. So the fact is, it's not a bad weekend to be, you know, where your long-term storage food is, where your rifles, your shotguns, and your pistols, and your revolvers, and your ammunition's at. Now, while we're talking about certain things, let me just say this. Be the last opportunity, perhaps, if all this stuff starts to blow up, to help out some good people, the Montagnards in Indochina, where each village has a different language, and the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, Dave and Debbie, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And anything the Lord Jesus will return to you 10,000-fold, because I'll tell you, these Montagnard tribesmen, I see pictures of them, and they're their grins and their smiles are so big. They're getting a new Bible, all right, in their language. They can read it. They have a songbook. And that's given to all the new people who join the church or the new members who become saved by the Lord Jesus. And they're having all kind of events and prayer meetings and all kind of, they do Zoom meetings. The Noonamakers can do Zoom meetings and get to them that way. And the Noonamakers have trained up all kind of young pastors over the years who are now doing their thing. And who now, just as I told you the other night, we've already, the listeners to this show and then other contributors from the Noonamakers have provided all the money needed to build the $21,000 church house, okay? Next on the compound, next to the where they used to be inside somebody's home, the pastor's home. So this is just marvelous work on behalf of the Lord. But I will tell you this, you be ready to stand in the gap. And Lord Jesus tells you to stand somewhere against evil, then you stand. Ask him, Lord, where can I have true sanctuary for my family, myself, all right? And the Lord Jesus, and then listen for what he has to say. Be quiet and still and listen. And he may not give you any answer. That might be an answer that you just need to stay where you're at. Or he might say, stay home. Or he might say, go to, I don't know, Alleghenies, go to Ozarks, go to Mars Hill, wherever you might be going, you know what I'm saying? Go to the Uper. Go to Buena Vista, all right? Go to, what is it, Ojos Arco in up in there, you know, up north of Santa Fe. Wherever it is you're at, you might consider going to your bug out, but ask the Lord what you should do first. Take it to him in prayer. Take it to him in prayer. Well, I guess RFK Jr. Mr. Kennedy is declaring an independent candidacy. So that will be interesting to see how that happens to split votes. But I don't even know if we're going to have an election for the presidency. Just don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. I'm having trouble breathing, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know. And I'm just say it to you this way. I don't know anything as far as this goes as yet, but I've been ill for quite some time and then trying to get into a doctor to get a doctor's appointment in a big city is, if it's not a quickie, which then you have to go to your others anyway. So I do have an appointment. We'll be going soon, but I will tell you this is that, let me just say it this way. If I were to never come back on the air, all right, which I don't have any intention of not doing that, but if I were never to come back on the air for whatever reason, okay, I just want you to know that it has been my pleasure to be of service to the Lord Jesus and to talk to you guys and listen to you and hear your emails and, you know, in my mind's eye, I see you smiling faces out there and, you know, in Iowa, you know, and in Western Kansas and Missouri and Tennessee and the old Allegheny Mountains. Just let me stop right there too. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Will you go right now to my friend in the Alleghenies? Will you go to him right now? Lord Jesus, we go and we remove the sinus problems, the mucus, and all of the stuff that has totally congested him. We remove that from him, Lord Jesus, and restore him back to health so that he might hunt the bear with Ben, the beagle. So, but if I wasn't to come back on, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you this. It has been my supreme pleasure to interact with you and to listen to you and to correspond back and forth and email and different things and for how you have kept me in the game for so long. And I hope you do keep me in the game, because I'll tell you what, I need anything that is needed and wanted is it would be much appreciated. You know what I'm saying? The fact is, I intend to stay on as long as I possibly can. That's enough of that. So, all of these 18, 19, 20-year-old guys coming across the border, and they're coming from Venezuela, from Mexico, from Salvador, from Honduras. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from China, coming from Russia, coming from Ukraine. They're coming from everywhere. Well, we already know that people like, you know, Soros paid a lot of the BLMs and a lot of the labor union lefty activists going all the way back to where they were trying to defeat, cause trouble for Trump from his initial run up when he got elected. And then all during the riots initially after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and then from all the different cities and towns across the country thereafter, and still ongoing, there are a large number of people that are being paid to do certain things by the Soros crew, allegedly. Even allegedly back in the day, having medical coverage and, you know, $19-$20 an hour, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, whatever it might be, silver dime, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it is, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a wild weasel. Starting to see that moniker being used a bit too. Old Hawk's been using it for 19 years. So I don't know exactly when or exactly what will be the first thing, but I can tell you that the lights are probably going to go out, that you'll see the bank accounts and your 401ks, your different stock funds, all that kind of stuff, that will disappear. You might have the last, you know, statement of the month and that kind of stuff at a certain point in time or date, you know. But I'll tell you what, If you're that confident it's going to go on forever, then just leave it where it's at. But if you don't, and you need food, and let me ask you this. If you go to your pantry, or you go to your basement, or you go to your freezer, whatever you do, how much food can you, how much time can you eat on the food that's there for your whole family, your friends, you know, extended family that comes over? If it was a hurricane or a tornado or a EMP strike, or actually nuclear strikes that take out entire cities and rail lines, and then possibly with the tsunami-like weapons cause the entire Great Lakes to go south, which would inundate Milwaukee, Chicago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Cleveland, you know, you see what I'm saying, the Great Lakes areas and the big cities. So how long could you eat for? A few days, probably. But there's all kind of stuff you can get. You can get canned hams, you can get Spam, you can get Dinty Moore beef stew, you can get various different Progresso and chunky soups. Although if you're gun shy of some of that, then look up why you still can. Organic non-GMO soups and stews. Look that term up. And the Berkey filters. Had two reports on this. One said the old Jarhead and Angie, all right, Angela. They said that their Berkey filters are available now, and they may have ordered some. And they went there, and it was Berkey.com, theberkey.com. And you might try with them, theberkey.com, and order something up. And they've got different prices and different sales and stuff going on. Mostly what you'll find is that the big Berkeys are sold out and certain filters are sold out. And they did have, apparently today or something, they did have black Berkey premium filters. They had the fluoride arsenics, probably. And then you can also get, there are other Berkey filters that are the ceramic super Sterisil filters. Now, they're pretty darn good, but they don't take out as many of the chemicals and that kind of stuff. But the black Berkey filters are what you want to get if you can get it. Now, that's one area, theberkey.com. Now, also from our good friend, the tough grandma who fought off the meth head trying to steal her purse and who called on the Lord Jesus to help her, to keep her purse and to fight off the meth head that was inside her car at a gas station, and had all kind of trouble with different people in her life of late trying to destroy what she had, and somebody stole her Berkey, okay? Well, quite frankly, I found out today also, let's see if I can find that. Because it's another source, I think, that you can take a look at. Here we go. Let's see. Dear Hawk, praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. I called BerkeyUSA.com. BerkeyUSA.com. They're sold out on a lot, but I managed to get a new Berkey Royale, 3.25 gallons of water per batch. And then this person, this nice lady, already had a couple black Berkey filters. And okay, I'm just reading this here. So it says, The government has stopped a lot of the big companies from selling, but they said they're small and that their thing, their container will ship on October the 9th. So there's another possible source, BerkeyUSA.com, BerkeyUSA.com. And they have some blemished big Berkeys, which are got a dent or a scratch or something. Anyway, they had a few travel Berkeys left and a few different things. Two good places you can possibly try right there. Another good thing. Another good thing is you can go to Amazon and look for water filtration or water purification. Thank you there, Long Hunter. Thank you for all the prayers, brother. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the timing is just real coincidental. It's not coincidental. The October 3rd, October 4th. It doesn't mean that they're going to pulse. The United States is going to pull stuff to turn on any kind of a thing, but they could. And then apparently Amazon may have some of the Black Berkeys in stock, the filters, the Black Berkey filters apparently in stock. Now, those will, in many cases, fit sometimes into other types of units. Other types of water filtration units. But get whatever you can. Get it quick. Gas your cars up. Might be a good time to go to the fun or fish camp. And all you good fellas down there, you know, in the crossroads and different places, it's time to maybe station on a rotating basis of a weekend. Perhaps station some of the family of one or two of your hunting or fishing camp buddies to have them stay out there over a weekend. Make sure the wood is all chopped, the fire for the fireplace, you know, or the stove. And I mean, have it stacked up. You can stack that stuff up. It makes great protection from flying rounds, you know. As well, stack it up around the corner, but leave a distance away from the house so as that it can't be torched from the outside and then leap that over, frog it to the house. But be that as it may, you need to stack some wood up. You need to put your long-term storage food or your canned goods up in there. I'm going to tell you what, it comes one of these nights and you see no lights in Houston, or you see no lights in Chicago, or you see no lights in Detroit, or you see no lights in Philly, you see no lights in Kansas City, you see no lights in Dallas, but you see 1,000 glowing campfires somewhere, and you kind of get the idea that you're sitting where you're sitting, and won't it be comforting to know that what you're having tonight is that you and your family are splitting two cans of Dinty Moore beef stew. And you got your canteen cup or your little Boy Scout or Girl Scout pot or skillet. And you've got that over the fire, and you're heating it all up. And you're sitting there, and you got your guard duty on, and you got, you got Ben the Beagle or Sigmund Freud, the Malinois, I don't know. But you got your dog there protecting you and giving you the heads up and the tip. And it's comforting to know that you could be sitting there. If I was still on the air, maybe I just could be. I don't know. You could listen to Old Hawk on a Thursday night or a Friday night. But you could also, the fact that you might have a solar charged battery thing, solar charged energy backup supply of a sufficient size. It's got to be of a sufficient size to power something for a while. And then with the sun out, you can have the solar panels up. But it's got to be of a sufficient size and watts and stuff to do something. It's okay to have a small one too, don't get me wrong, but the bigger ones are the ones you want. Now, that's something that's worthy of whatever you got to spend. And then double check your pricing and all that kind of stuff. Look for the good price and the good size and all of that. But if you had that, and then I'm going to tell you of another thing that's good. You know, these carts that you have at Cabela's or Bass Pro, that they're the aluminum carts where if you kill a deer out in the field, you can take it and carry it back with you on the cart. You pull it. It's like a, you know, an aluminum type deal with wheels. Those are nice to have because that will then operate for you like a travoy to where you can put some storage food. You can put different things, the solar generator and panels, while you travel. If you had one or two of those, that would be really double plus good, would it not? Hello to the old stagecoach stop out there. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. But that's another good thing to have. And I know this is not necessarily the big exciting show tonight, but I'm talking to you from my heart on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And I've read the scriptures that I asked him to show me what to read tonight, and I read a couple of the old favorites. But wherever you're at out there, and wherever I'm going to be out here, and I fully intend to stay out as long as I possibly can, stay on this planet and stand in the gap against the enemies of the Lord Jesus until he calls me home and says it's my time to come to him in heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I'll think about you. I'll think about all your names, and I can kind of see you and imagine you in my mind's eye and, you know, all the different people, you know. All the different people. Mr. You. I can think of you. I was thinking about Liz Evenson yesterday. She had sent me a line. She's up in the Upper, and God bless her. And if you all know her, send her an email. You probably have her email as yet. But there's all kind of good folk. You got Mickey Lapua out there. Mickey is on guard, let me tell you. Mickey is no sissy, let me tell you that. He don't have any belts, but he was taught by somebody that took lessons from Bruce Lee, okay, directly. And he probably has at least the equivalent of what I would say black belts and at least five different martial arts. But besides that, he's a tough Italian-Irishman. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know. I think you need to prepare, and I think the first preparation is Lord Jesus. Our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son to come down here to live and to experience life and then to die on the cross. Be put up on there after torture and all kind of stuff to then be resurrected. And in that, his blood will then wash away your sins if you simply believeth on him. Ask him to be your Savior. If you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. You need to pay attention, and I'll say something else. I was thinking about this today. Many of you are good, hardworking people, and you don't stay up late a lot of times. But somebody's going to have to start thinking about the night shift, okay? And then the fact of the matter is, it's a good thing for you to do. Stay up tonight late. And if you can even set an alarm as an experiment over the weekend. Get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and walk around your block. Yeah, put a pistol in your pocket, you know, or in your coat. Have your hideout gun somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But walk around your block at 2 o'clock in the morning and see what you see. See who's up. See what's going on. See also how many more cars are in your area than you think about that. And where dogs bark and all kind of stuff like that. That is a good dry run. It's an excellent dry run to see. And then if you're walking, start from your driveway of your house or your farm and see how far it is to the next landmark. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Be ready. Be strong. Stay with the Lord Jesus. Prepare like he tells you to prepare. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Lord Jesus. And against the enemies of the Bill of Rights, Americans. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. He's got a job for you. Mickey Lapua, General McCormick's got a mission. Contact him. He'll be close by the lanai. Road and Track and Little L. Going out to the Muay Thai or to Ninja stuff tonight, then practice up for the old hawk. Say hi to your fantastic father and mother. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you all out there. You're the best people in the whole world, man. For me, I'll tell you, you kept me in the game for over